In 1982, I was drafted to the Los Angeles Rams, and that was like the beginning of a dream for me because all my life, I wanted to play professional football. And I worked hard from the age of 10 playing football in Pop Warner through high school. In college, I started working out every single day. So when I got drafted, I felt like I started to accomplish my goal. And then I was here in California. I was working out two, sometimes three times a day. Got cut from the Rams and then went and played for the Chargers. Same thing, I was working out day and night because in my mind, I thought that if I made the team, I was gonna make enough money to be happy. I was gonna get a car, eventually a house, and do all the things that I thought would make me happy, because so many people, like myself, think that the more things you have, the more money you have, the more freedom you have, the more happier you're gonna be. And so I did that day in and day out. And that's exactly what you're gonna see in this movie, that Chris is gonna work hard, thinking that if he sells these units to these doctors and he gets a great job, he's gonna be happy. And so my question to you is, what is happiness to you? In other words, you're working hard, you're studying, you're doing all the things you gotta do for a reason, because you think that if you get something, you're gonna be happy. And that's exactly what happened to the rich young ruler. There's a guy in the Bible, he had money, he had intelligence, he had education, he had status, and he thought he was already there. And he goes to Jesus thinking he's already there to ask Jesus about eternal life, because he figured that's the only thing I don't have. And so I want to read this to you. It says right here in Matthew 19, that behold, one came to Jesus and said, good teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may enter into life? Now we know through the story that we're going to read in a little while, that he was rich, that he was influential, and that he was intelligent, he was educated. So he comes and says, Lord, I just want eternal life because I got everything else under control. And now this guy was going to learn that he really didn't have everything under control. He was going to realize that after all his life and all his accomplishments, that he was wrong and that he missed it. And so my question to you is, as you work hard and as you strive for happiness and buying things, thinking they're going to give you happiness, I would hate for you to be wrong. I would hate for you to miss it. I would hate for you to not get it. And we're going to find out, just like the rich young ruler did, he found out in a very difficult way that he was going down the wrong path. Jesus is going to drop a bomb on him and ask him a very, very powerful question that's going to rock his world. And when Jesus asks him that question, he's going to realize that his whole plan for his life was wrong. My encouragement to you, my prayer for you, is that you realize that if your plan is wrong, that you have an opportunity today to make it right. You ever feel like in your pursuit of happiness and in your pursuit of success, you can't catch a break? I mean, every time you take one step forward, you get beat back one step, and you feel like you're never going to get there. Sometimes those obstacles are the hand of God trying to get your attention. When I got drafted to the Rams, I was on cloud nine. I came to California for the first time. I was living the dream. And when you try for an NFL team, any day during training camp, they can cut you. In other words, they sign your contract, and then they start with 100 guys in training camp, and they fire half those guys. And so every week, about 10 guys would get fired, sent home. They don't get paid. And so I would see that happen every single day, and I'm working hard, doing well. And then on the last day, the last cut, a lady knocks on my door at the hotel, and I thought I was getting cut, and ended up being the maid. So I go over to the facility, and one of the coaches says, go see the general manager, and they said, we're letting you go. And I remember going back to my room thinking, I have no job. I have no degree. I'm 3,000 miles away from home. I worked so hard for so many years, and here I am in a hotel in Anaheim, and I was crying. I broke down and cried because I thought everything was over. Make a long story short, I ended up signing with the San Diego Chargers, thinking now my dream's gonna come true. And then for the first 2 years, I was doing cocaine. And I'm thinking I'm throwing it away. And then I end up getting a starting job my third year, thinking now things are going to be great. And my thought was, I'm going to play 10 years in the NFL. I'm going to be all pro. I'm going to do all this great stuff. And then Monday Night Football, I go to make a play, and one of my own players runs into me and blows my knee out. And that was the end of my career. Went and had surgery. It seemed like every time I started doing better, every time I started getting somewhere, something would happen. And I would get set back. And I said, am I ever gonna get there? And some of you may feel like that right now. You get a job, you do well, then you have a setback. You make some money, then you have a setback.
and like you're never getting anywhere. The question is, where are you going? And what is your process? What is the journey trying to teach you? Because I was realizing that the journey I was on was really more important than getting to the destination. And so this rich young ruler, when he came to Jesus and said, what must I do to get to heaven? He was thinking his earthly journey and everything he accomplished was already set. He was good. And Jesus dropped the bomb on him. And the bomb that Christ is going to drop on him was designed to help him understand you are not as successful as you think. And you are pursuing success in the wrong way. And I want you to listen very carefully what he says and what Jesus means. And more importantly, the response of the rich young ruler. Because many of you may be on the wrong path and you don't want to get to the end of your life and have Jesus drop a bomb on you to let you know that you missed it the whole time. And so it says in Matthew 19, verse 17, he says, why do you call me good? No one is good except God. But if you want to enter into eternal life, Jesus says, obey the commandments. And the rich young ruler says, which ones? Like, I got this. And he says, you shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, honor your father and mother, and love your neighbor as yourself. And the rich young ruler says, all these things I've done since I was a kid, what do I lack? He's like, man, I am the man, I'm set. I must be good, I got my money, I got my education, I got my reputation, and now Jesus has validated, I'm good with God. And then Jesus drops a bomb on him. And he says, the young man said, all these things I have kept since I was a kid, what else do I lack? And Jesus said, if you want to be perfect, go sell what you have and give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Come follow me. Now you have to understand, this dude's riches was his God. There's nothing wrong with having riches, but there's everything wrong when riches have you. And your concept of happiness may be your God. It may be what you're holding on to. And the obstacles you're facing may be God's way of helping you understand, don't trust in those things. And so here this guy is with all this money, all this prestige, and God says, listen, I want you to let it go. Doesn't mean he wanted to be poor. He just wanted to show him who his God really was. And his God was his money. And so I'm asking you that question. Are you willing to let everything go and follow God and pursue his picture of happiness and not your own? You know that God's ways are not our ways. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so God's ways are above our ways, and his thoughts are above our thoughts. In other words, God is awesome, and he's got you covered. No matter what you've been going through, he has an amazing plan to bless you, but you have to trust him. I want to take you back to the day I got cut from the Los Angeles Rams. I was in the hotel, and it was the last day of training camp. It was the last day of all the cuts. So 9-10 guys that day were getting fired. And when I got a knock on the door, I thought I was getting fired. It was actually the maid. I walk over to the facility. The strength coach just pointed over to the GM's office and told me to go over there. And I knew I was getting fired, and I thought it was over. So I walked over there, and he told me they were releasing me. And he said, I want you to come back tomorrow. And I came back the next day, and he says, we want to keep you. Now, I wasn't on the team, but they wanted me to stay in town, and they were going to pay me some money to stay in town just in case something happened. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so God's thoughts are above our thoughts. God has a plan C. You may think success is this, success is that. God says, I got a whole nother plan that you can never imagine. And no matter what obstacles you face, no matter how God's directing your life, you have to trust him, because he is going to work something out that no eye has seen, no mind can conceive, no ears heard in your life. So I want to read what happened to the rich young ruler, because here he is. He's got money. He's got success. He thinks he has all his bases covered. And he goes to Jesus and says, listen, what do I got to do to enter into eternal life? And Jesus says, obey these commandments. He says, I got all that too. And then Jesus says, I want you to walk away from everything you know to be true. And in his mind, he's thinking, how am I going to be happy and do that? And I know many of you may think, if I follow God, I'm not going to be happy, because you have this picture of happiness that you're so sure is the only way you can be happy. God has another plan, and you have to trust him. He is smarter than you. I want to read this to you. Jesus said in Matthew 19, verse 21, if you want to be perfect, go sell what you have, give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. and come follow me. And this guy said, there's no way I'm going to be happy if I sell what I have and give it to the poor. You don't know what's going to make you happy. Only God does. And I want to encourage you, whatever God's telling you to do, that you trust him, because he has your best interest in mind. And look what happened. Look what the rich young ruler did. He had to make a decision. Is he going to trust God with something he really doesn't understand, but trust God, or is he going to do what he wants to do based on his understanding? And this is the decision you have to make. Are you going to pursue your picture of happiness, your path to happiness, or are you going to trust God's path? Your path can never compare to God's path. Look what it says. When the young man heard it, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. And really what the Bible should read, I'm not trying to correct the Bible, but it wasn't that he had great possessions. His possessions had him. You know, when I got cut from the Rams, I thought my life was over, because in my mind, that was happiness. And little did I know, the NFL strike came shortly after that. And then a San Diego Charger player got hurt right after the NFL strike in 1982. And a week later, they called me to try out for the San Diego Chargers with two other players. I came down to San Diego, and I had been down here maybe twice, and I signed with the team. And that was the beginning of my life in San Diego. I got saved in San Diego. I found the Lord in San Diego, and God changed my life. And all my ministry is based out of San Diego. It's because God had a plan that was way above my head. I wanted you to trust God right now. I'm going to give you a challenge and opportunity to follow God. Just like he told the rich young ruler, you let everything go and you follow me. I want to give you an opportunity to let everything go and follow him. I'm not asking you to sell everything you have and give it to the poor. I'm just asking you to open up the hand of your life and say, Lord, here I am. I'm going to do whatever you want me to do. I'm not going to pursue my life my way. I want to pursue my life your way. And here's my life. I'm surrendering it to you. And you have two choices. You can do what the rich young ruler did and walk away sorrowful, because your possessions, whether you have a lot of money or whatever your picture of happiness is, it possesses you. Or you could say, God, I'm going to trade it for whatever you have, because I trust that what you have for me is better than what I have for me. I'm so glad I got cut from the Rams. At the time, I wasn't, but I'm so glad I got cut from that team. I'm so glad I came to San Diego. I'm so glad that God allowed all that happen, because he had something better. And I'm so glad that what I was pursuing, he redirected. So in a minute, you're going to have an opportunity to allow God to redirect your life by surrendering your life to him, by surrendering your dreams and your passions and all everything you have, your desires, to say, Lord, I'm giving it to you, and I want you to shape it and mold it and redirect it any way you see fit, because you are God and you know better. So right now, I'm going to ask you to bow your heads and close your eyes. And I want you to listen very, very carefully and allow the Holy Spirit to speak directly to your heart. So let's bow our heads and pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you love us. We thank you that you know who we are. We thank you that you have our best interest in mind. Holy Spirit, we pray you speak directly to our heart. If you realize that Jesus loves you, you realize that he has a plan for your life, and you realize that you want to follow his lead on how to be happy. You want to follow his lead on how to pursue success, because you want to do it his way. And you don't want to, in the end of your life, realize that you were wrong and you pursued the wrong thing and you pursued things that were empty. And you realize that you trust his plan for your life and his path for your life. I want you to pray this prayer with me. It's a prayer of surrender. Surrendering all you know about yourself to all you know about God. In the privacy of your heart, pray, dear God, I surrender my life. I surrender my dreams, my ignorance, my pride. I surrender it to Jesus. I trust my future into his hand. I trust my dreams and my happiness into the hands of God. Jesus, please forgive me. Please redirect my life. Please take over my life.
and I receive from you your forgiveness, your encouragement, your wisdom. I surrender to you, and I will follow you wherever you go. As our eyes are closed and our heads are bowed, in a minute, I'm going to ask you to stand up. And by standing, you are acknowledging that you are willing to follow Jesus wherever he wants you to go. Jesus said, if you're ashamed of him before man, he will be ashamed of you before his Father. This is the time to surrender to him and to be public about it. So right now, eyes closed, heads bowed. If you prayed that prayer, I'm just going to ask you right now to stand boldly to your feet and acknowledge that your life is in the hands of God right now, and that you're going to follow him and trust him. Stand to your feet right now and acknowledge your surrender, the surrender of your life to him.